friends, roadies, countrymen, and that is old friends, new friends, roadies, and countrymen from every country in the world. This is John Edmund speaking to you from the heart of Southern Africa. I'm so fortunate to have the technology to do this podcast, and thanks so much, you all, for that tune in and all your wonderful responses. Talking of technology, it's so fantastic to have. That is, if it's not abused. Social media especially, like fake news and scaremongering. What concerns me a lot these days is the effect it can have on young folk, like bullying. Well, bullying has been around forever, not only in the playground of schools, but also in the workplace, in relationships, in the armed forces, prisons, anywhere for that matter. It can be physical or verbal, and it can lead to depression and complexes and even suicide. My first experience of being bullied happened when I was a skinny little boy growing up in a mining town in northern Rhodesia. The kid a couple of houses up the road was a huge for his age, and into the bargain was the township bully. One day he bashed me, giving me a bloody nose and a black eye. I ran home to my mother in a great state. Now, my folks came from Scotland. My dad was a tough Victorian ex-Highland soldier who was wounded twice in World War I and didn't really have much sympathy. My mother came from Scottish farming stock. Although she was gracious, she was tough. She cleaned me up and said, "Listen here, laddie, now you go right back, they're up the road, call the muckle goat out and gie him what for." That means call the big fat guy out and give him a clout. "Dinna stop till he gives up. Remember the Scottish motto, Nemo me impune lacessit." That's Latin for "nobody touches me with impunity." That's why the thistle is our national flower. You don't mess around with it or you'll get hurt. Pick yourself up and dust yourself doon, and away you go, and take him on. Now, how was I going to do it? How could I let my mother down? I marched up the road, knees shaking, knocked on the door, and the big guy came out. I just flew into him. It was pure fear that made me keep going. He was so surprised and stayed down. I went home and proudly told my mom that I had, as they said in Scotland, duffed him up. After the Second World War, my mother needed urgent attention for a serious heart ailment. So my folks and I went to Edinburgh in Scotland. My dad returned to Rhodesia to work, and I was placed in a school. And the inevitable happened. The first day at school, I was ridiculed in the playground about my very short khaki pants. Although he was big, the champion school scrapper challenged me to a fight. By now, I had gained my confidence. I took him on and won. We then became the greatest of friends. After 2 years, my mother and I returned to Northern Rhodesia. Like most kids in Northern Rhodesia, at the time, I was bundled off to boarding school in South Africa at the age of 11. I ended up at Christian Brothers College. Now, all the teachers in that school were Irish, and they were tough. They often turned a blind eye to trivial altercations among the boys, but outright bullying was dealt with in true Irish fashion. I'd not been there long when the playground bully picked on the skinny little boy from Rhodesia. He was stocky and big and prided himself of being a cousin of Vic Tawil, a world boxing champion of the time. He made short work of me, and I cried. Then came the ridicule, and although a friend of mine who became a world-class cricketer, Tiger Lance, exclaimed, "He's crying, he's crying, he's crying," my mother's words came flooding back. "Pick yourself up and dust yourself down." Well, I did, and I challenged this guy to a rematch after class. He thought it was a great joke and had hardly put his books down when I laid into him in pure terror. He was so surprised, and he then backed off and said, "Okay, okay, it's a draw." I was happy, and I was left alone throughout my 6 years at the college. And of course, I became great friends with the bully after that. In later years, I became a martial arts instructor. and instilled the pick yourself up motto into my students. I told them that if they ever went down in sparring or in a real fight, it would be wise to roll away and get up as quickly as possible. I can still hear my Japanese instructors yelling at me in Japanese, "Karitsu, karitsu," which means get up. When I wrote the song Pick Yourself Up, I used my own experiences, and in admiration of the fighting spirit of one of the wounded soldiers that I met during my stint in the Bush War, I wrote the last verse in his honour, and many others that had the pick yourself up, never say die attitude. Well, folks, it's time to go. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you enjoy the video of the song Pick Yourself Up. In these trying times, try not to let anything get you down and never give in. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep a heads up on my website. And remember, my songs are available on most popular music platforms. Till then, folks, keep smiling. Cheers, tot ziens, shalom, salagashle, and most of all, zvakanaka.